Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Fern Glass Boyd. Fern is a founding member of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. She's also on faculty at the University of Montana here in Missoula. It is another season beginning of the symphonies around the state and, of course, the String Orchestra of the Rockies as well. The first concert of the 2015-16 season will be tonight. It's at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall and featuring the wonderful cellist Matt Heimovitz joining the orchestra. I know we're going to talk about that at length. Maybe I'll have you start just a little bit, though, about here we are embarking upon yet another season, four concerts, a lot of things to be excited about.
Lots to be excited about. Who knew there was life after 30 years? Yes, we're very excited to announce our 31st concert season beginning tonight at 7:30 p.m. in UM's Music Recital Hall, featuring the unparalleled, phenomenal cellist Matt Heimovitz. We are also, as you said, offering three more concerts after this one. Our second concert is November 22nd. We are featuring one of our fine music faculty guest musicians for that concert. Kimberly James, mezzo-soprano, will be Queen Dido for a night, and we'll be exploring some repertoire that features the wonderful voice of Kimberly James. In February, we're going to have a musical folly and present a concert entitled La Folia, and that will be an orchestra showcase concert. In May, on May 1st, we're going to be bringing in the violin virtuoso Ian Swenson, and he will be leading the orchestra in that concert for a grand finale. So there's just tremendous excitement about the season, wonderful guest artists, and the orchestra will be on its toes all year long.
I've been holding the season brochure here in my hands. Of course, season tickets are available for all of the events, individual tickets, as is the usual opportunity to go to individual concerts. String Orchestra of the Rockies performing in Missoula for this series, but drawing from the players from around the state of Montana. Really unique in that way, I think.
I think it is. You know, we all have our wonderful orchestras in our cities of Montana. And when you're able to draw the best of the best, we are able to put something together very special for the Missoula audiences here. And that's been our trademark. We are made of the best string players, we think, in the region. And it is a very exciting endeavor to have all that talent on stage at once.
And a conductorless, 14 member or so?
That's right. We are a conductorless orchestra of 15 musicians. And so we come as close to a democratic society as we can. Without having complete anarchy.
Well, as you mentioned, the first concert of the season is tonight. It's at 7:30 at the Music Recital Hall. You're bringing a fabulous musician to Montana. Of course, he's been here, done a couple of things on Friday. He did a master class for students at the university and also a university president's lecture series event. And now the big concert tonight. Talk about what's on the program.
Well, we're going to feature Matt in the majority of the program. But we are putting together a themed concert around the country of Italy and its wonderful musical traditions. Matt is going to be featured. The big piece on the program is entitled Suite Italienne by the wonderful 20th century composer Igor Stravinsky. It's a piece that Matt plays better than anybody I've ever heard play it. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful interpretation of this landmark piece of the 20th century. It was originally written for violin and piano. Cellists have, you know, absconded with that piece and made it their own. And Matt has actually recorded the Suite Italienne with the wonderful American pianist Christopher O'Reilly of From the Top fame. And so I heard their performance of it on CD, and I just thought we had to bring Matt and have him play this piece with the orchestra. I did find an arrangement, a transcription of this piece for cello and strings, and so that's what our audience will be hearing. It's a phenomenal piece of music, light, humorous, energetic, very Italian, and just features the cello in many different ways. Very imaginative work. He's also going to be featured on a Vivaldi concerto. So for those of you who like Vivaldi, we've got some of that too, and with Matt's special interpretation of the Baroque style with the orchestra as his backup band. And we're doing other pieces on the program that sort of highlight the beautiful music of Italy. We're doing a piece by German composer Hugo Wolf. He wrote an Italian serenade. So we'll have that on the program for just the orchestra. And we'll be opening with a little ditty by Giacomo Rossini, the great opera composer, who wrote wonderful comic Italian opera in the 19th century. Beautiful little work, charming throwaway piece to start the program. So lots of stuff in store, and there's going to be some surprises at the end announced from the stage, so you don't want to miss it.
Well, I wanted to ask, as I often do, when you're putting together a program and thinking about the kind of repertoire that you want to look for, four-string orchestra, it's such a unique opportunity, and I guess challenge as well, right? To try to find the kinds of things that really work for this kind of ensemble.
Precisely. And if we were a completely purist group, we would just be up there playing Vivaldi all the time. And we love Vivaldi, but we also like to explore many different styles and composers and taste lots of different flavors. And I think the audience is kind of along for that ride. I think that you can hear things that are familiar, but when you present it in a fresh, new way, that's something that's really worth coming to the concert for. And that's something that Matt Heimowitz does better than anybody else. He really brings the classics back to life in a brand new way. So I think that's going to be very exciting tonight.
Well, at this late date, the best deal is to go to the door for tickets, right?
Yes. The box office opens before the concert at 6:45, so the doors will be open and tickets can be had.
And season tickets are still available. There's a season ticket order form on the wonderful brochure listing all four concerts. And you can also go online and get information and tickets and much more at sormt.org. Once again, the concert is tonight, the String Orchestra of the Rockies. It is at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana campus in Missoula. I've been speaking with Fern Glass Boyd, one of the founding members and a cellist with the String Orchestra. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Michael.